This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's the start of a brand new year, and it's the first week that Wendy and I get to hang out together in 2022. Hey, Wendy, how are things going?
Hi, Brad. Good, thanks, and you. Happy New Year.
Yes, and to you. Can you believe it? 2022 already. It's Wendy Christin, and she's from Integrated Health Solutions. She's a health coach and wellness practitioner, and we want to start, Wendy, the new year well. Now, I said to the listeners in December that we would not be talking about New Year's resolutions. I'm kind of over all of that, because all a New Year's resolution really feels like is someone came up with some ideas and then we can't keep them up, and then we feel guilty and disappointed, and then what an awful way to start the year. So let's just look at practically some things that we can do that's not so much about keeping a resolution, Wendy, but about taking care of this body that God has given us, the only vehicle we have to live out the plans and purposes He has for our lives, which should be more than enough reason, Wendy, to take good care of ourselves. Goodness, if we haven't caught up on that already.
Yes, I do agree with you, Brad. I think that that's very important. And sometimes it's looking back and reflecting on the year before rather than making new resolutions. So, and to look at how would we like to do things differently? What would we like to achieve in the year to come? And then break it down into small enough little steps so that it makes it practical.
And we need to realize that consistency is key, and every choice we make carries a consequence. And so we really need to be intentional about taking care of ourselves. And it doesn't have to be a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, I've put on weight, now I must diet. Or the doctor said, if I don't, then. And then everything becomes reactive. And we can avoid that, can't we?
Yes, we can. And I think also on that point is just to avoid the extremes. Because sometimes what happens is, you decide, okay, well, I've had it, or I've got news from the doctor, or whatever it is that drives you initially, and you can jump into this plan where you think, okay, I'm never going to touch this again, and I'm not going to ever eat this, and it literally sets you up for failure, and it overwhelms you. Whereas if you can think, okay, so this is my ultimate goal, this is where I want to be going, I don't want to stay here, this is where this is potentially going to lead me. It helps you to put steps in place that are much more achievable, and that will, you know, that you can continuously stick to.
Yeah. Wendy, but we need to have a plan and we need to have goals. Otherwise, you can just do anything and it doesn't matter. But if there's a goal and a plan, then you know, hang on, this goes against the plan or this supports the plan. Am I right?
That's correct, yes. Yeah, so if you have a plan without a goal, you're just really, I mean, if you have a goal without a plan, you're just wishing.
Yes.
So you need to really have, you have to be intentional. You have to sit down, if not with yourself, with somebody who can put you onto the right track, and maybe just refine the ideas that you have in mind. Because sometimes we can come up with really, really unrealistic health goals for ourselves. So we have to look at those and see, okay, what is realistic and what is going to be beneficial for you as an individual?
That's something you can do, right, Wendy? If someone contacts you at Integrated Health Solution and says, Wendy, can we sit down and work out a plan? That's right up your alley, isn't it?
That is. So that's one of the things that I do. I am a health coach, and this is certainly one of the things that I work with quite frequently.
Yeah, so get hold of Wendy. You can find her. She's in Durbanville at Integrated Health Solution. Wendy can share some contact details with you when we're done with this conversation. But you've said something beautifully to me, Wendy. There are tips on how to start and how to end well. Help us with that.
Yes. So it's always a good idea to get up in the morning and spend a few moments in the early morning sun. So that does a couple of things. It helps your pineal gland, which is the little gland in your brain that regulates your sleep cycle, to realize it's morning, it's time to be fresh, it's time to wake up. But you also get a little bit of vitamin D from the sun, and it just sets you up for a good day.
Yeah.
And then obviously having a healthy breakfast. And this varies from person to person, because some people are not hungry when they wake up and some people only need to eat a little bit later. So whatever it is, plan and make sure that you have what is what you're needing, that it's available to you in your home so that you can start your day well.
And then finding a quiet time as well, just to focus and to reflect, because once we're out the door, it can get a bit crazy.
Yes. So our days are generally very busy. And having that quiet time, that stillness, it helps you to plan for your day. It helps you just to get into a mindset that helps you, that's calmer and more at peace so that you can get into your day and you can draw strength before you head out the door into the chaos.
You've mentioned in the past about journaling. One doesn't always associate that with health. You always associate that with something, maybe your spirituality or just a hobby. But help us in the area of journaling.
Well, I think journaling is very helpful for our health, because if we think about health, it encompasses mind, body and spirit. So if our minds are in a good space, our bodies are more likely to be in a good space. And specifically, if we are, if we're journaling around gratitude, that helps us to change our mindset. It changes the neuroplasticity in the brain, and it changes the way we think and see things. So it is a very important part of health and well-being.
And we've got to, movement has got to be in there. I mean, you can eat very well, Wendy, but it needs to be complemented by good exercise, and exercise complemented by good eating, right?
Yes. And exercise looks different for everybody. It doesn't have to be an hour at the gym sweating on a treadmill or whatever it is. It can be dancing. It can be yoga. It can be Pilates. It literally can be anything that stimulates you and that is moving your body.
And then having a plan. We've spoken about planning, but now we're talking about knowing exactly what you ought to eat or not to eat so that you can pack appropriately. You know, people are heading back to work, possibly many back at work already, if not this coming Monday. But, you know, pack appropriately, pack a lunchbox, put some good snacks in the drawer at work, these kinds of things. Is that going to help us if we're so intentional and support our plans and our goals this way?
Absolutely. I think intentionality is key. If you don't have a plan, you're setting yourself up for failure. And if you haven't stocked your cupboard with all the things that you know are going to be healthy, you're going to quickly run to the cafeteria, or you're going to, you know, the person that comes around with the trolley that's selling the knickknacks, you're going to buy that, you know. So if you have your nuts and your biltong and your boiled eggs and your whatever in your drawer, you're much more likely to eat those instead. So if you've planned well, you've made your list. Shopping is very important as well. So take a list with you when you shop. Think about what it is that you want to eat, what's on your plan, and make sure that you purchase those so that they are in your home and ready to just grab as you run out the door.
Some people aren't quite in tune with their bodies in that way yet. Some people just starting a wellness journey, learning about different foods and drinks and movements and that. Everybody's in a different place in their journey, Wendy. But there's also a time to sort of figure things out together with your body. I eat that, I feel uncomfortable. I eat that, I feel great. I eat that, I put on weight. I drink that, it makes me feel unwell. So we can actually have quite a good relationship with our bodies and understanding it.
Yes. But it does take time, and you have to be mindful. You have to notice what's going on in your body. Mm. And I think what often happens is that we've made unhealthy choices in so many areas that eventually you can't determine which are the foods that are making me feel unwell. But as you start learning to listen to your body and as you start making changes, you'll be amazed at how you realize, oh, if I eat that, I don't feel so well. Mm. But, you know, if you're eating that peanut butter sandwich for lunch on white bread, you feel like you just want to sleep all afternoon. Whereas if you're eating a salad with tuna and with other things, you might have more energy for the afternoon. So it's just noticing those little things and making those changes so that it makes a difference for you.
I don't know about anyone listening, but this is really exciting to have this kind of conversation at the beginning of the year and learning new things. And a reminder, this will be available as a podcast for you to go and listen to again on our website. So share it with someone, listen to it again. I think it's very, very exciting. We're talking about, if you've just joined us, I'm with Wendy Christin from Integrated Health Solution. We're talking about how to start and end well. And some of the things we have to also do is to go shopping, Wendy.
Yes. And make sure you don't go shopping on an empty stomach.
Yes.
Or if you're feeling harassed, because you're much more likely to make unhealthy choices if either of those are the case. I know this is popular advice. You hear this often, but it really is so true.
Yeah. And relaxing, even in the we think, and I read an interesting article, actually, back in December, Wendy. They were just talking about how we think working ourselves to a standstill is admirable. And they said, we've reached a time in our lives where people are now saying to people, look, you're not impressing me by working these excessive hours to the detriment of your health and family, etc. You know, take better care of yourselves. You're not impressing anybody by not taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I think that's so true. I think we certainly live in a time where there's a lot of expectation and people tend to overwork, work very long hours, take work home, or if they're still working at home, working well into the night. And, you know, that rest part is so important. We need sleep, but we also need rest. If you're not resting your body adequately, you spend a lot of time in that fight or flight mode, so you're on high alert and your nervous system is overstimulated. Mm. And then lots of things can start to go wrong in your body.
And that also affects your ability to sleep, Wendy, if you're working till late, sitting in front of a device or got stress. And then when you put your head on your pillow, you're not going to fall asleep easily.
Yeah, that's very true. So if you haven't wound down adequately before bedtime, you're going to fall asleep quickly and then you're going to wake up continuously through the night, or you're going to lie awake well into the night. You're not going to be able to fall asleep. So we need to have that wind down time so that the body realizes, okay, this is time for rest. This is time to now switch off and go to sleep. And if we don't do that, that really will disrupt our sleep quality.
Well, we hope as you've listened to Wendy and I chatting here today that you're feeling really motivated for what's possible and just to making small tweaks. The tips that Wendy's given, go listen to the podcast again, implement them. And Wendy, just in closing, if we get one or two or three of these things wrong, it doesn't mean it's over. Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah, that's very true. I think we can't get into that spiral of despair. We really have to just pick ourselves up where we are and start again. And it's not that you've fallen off the entire wagon. It's just that you've made not so wise choice for that particular moment. Mm. But the next choice you make can be a better one. And I think that's it. We just have to put one foot in front of the next, and we have to try and continuously make good choices in the right direction consistently.
That's the voice of Wendy Christine of Integrated Health Solutions. She's a health coach and wellness practitioner. And if you want to sit down with her and have a plan, make a plan, set a plan, goals, ideas, and move yourself forward with gusto, enthusiasm, and success and great health into 2022, Wendy, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
So they can contact me on my cell number, which is 082-490-8812. Or they can contact me at wendy@integratedhealthsolution.co.za.
There we go. That's Integrated Health Solution without the S at the end. It's caught me. That's why I'm reminding you. To Wendy at integratedhealthsolution.co.za. Wendy, what a pleasure, and so great that we can start a brand new year with you. Until next week when we chat again, take care and be well.
Thanks, Brad. You too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.